Well, on this last Sunday of 2020, all I can say is, what a year that was. Those of you old enough to remember Millicent Martin and David Frost and that satirical program, That Was the Week That Was, will know what I mean when I say, that was the year that was. In many ways, we'll be glad to see the back of it. A year to be remembered for all the wrong reasons. We've sadly lost some of our good friends along the way. Friends like Dennis and David. We've learnt new words like COVID, lockdown, pandemic and furlough, and lately, sadly, new variant. All these have entered our regular vocabulary, and we knew it would all end in tears, as Lancashire stayed in Tier 3 for much of the year. But like the curate's egg, it was good in parts. We learned new words again, like Zoom, which we'd never heard before March. And it was accompanied by such phrases as, we can't hear you. Have you pressed the mute button? Press the video. We went for long walks in the peace and quiet of the countryside. We discovered new places or rediscovered places we hadn't been to for ages. And we had more time to spend with our immediate family. We spoke to friends further afield on Zoom or Skype or telephone because we had that much more time. Those who were working, of course, had to work even harder and didn't have that time. So we remember them and give them thanks for all that they did for us. The nurses, the doctors, the medical professionals, the delivery drivers, anyone, the teachers, anyone who kept this country going while the rest of us were really sat about a lot of the time. But more importantly, as Christians, we had more time to read our Bibles, to study Peter's ponderings on the Psalms, and Colin's thought for the day on the WhatsApp group, which was set up specifically during lockdown to keep us all together, that feeling of oneness that we so missed by not being able to meet together as we should. Hopefully, our faith deepened as we read our Bibles more, as we read good Christian books more. We need that deeper faith now more than ever to face that unknown enemy of COVID-19, which I'm sure has more tricks up its sleeve in this coming year. The end of a year is a time to take stock, to pick out the good points and improve on them, and to place those difficult times behind us as we move forward with the Lord into a new year. In our reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, we're reminded of this, where it says, this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Because as we mentioned earlier, this world is not my home, as that old chorus used to say. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The Saviour beckons me from heaven's open door, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what's ahead doesn't mean that we can look forward to big parties and meals out again and long holidays, although it will be a time for celebration when we all get our vaccinations, and for the Christian, it probably means doing what we should be doing every day. Forgetting what is behind. Our sins and our failures. The times we've let the Lord down. Not spoken about him when we had the opportunity. Upset others by saying things we shouldn't. The wrong thoughts we've had. As Roger Carswell put it in this CD that some of you might have had. And if you haven't had one, by the way, there's still a few left. It's if you miss the carol service particularly, it's a good carol service with a good evangelical talk on it. So take one and listen to it yourself and then give it to a friend who doesn't know the Lord. But when Roger was talking about the sins we all have entangled around us, he talked about the sins we've forgotten and the sins we wish we could forget. But all these have been forgiven and forgotten by God if we've put our trust in him and his shed blood on the cross as the only means by which our sins can be forgiven. In Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 21, it tells me, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." Looking forward, we have hope if we're looking forward. "Because of the Lord's love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." A new start, not just each new year, but each new day as we come before the Lord. We have a faithful God, full of compassion, and it's because of his great mercy and love that we're not consumed because of our sin, but set free from its penalty. Because Jesus took our sin upon himself on the cross. That's the real meaning of Christmas. Not just dwelling on a baby in a manger, but looking forward to why he came. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled, as that old carol says. One thing COVID and the lockdown has taught us is to consider the things we count most important in life. What have you missed most during lockdown? Your job, if you've been furloughed. Laugh, laugh, says some people, because they were only too glad to put the job behind them. You miss your holidays. Seeing your family, going out for meals, going shopping, watching your favourite sports team. All these good and admirable things that give us a sense of purpose and well-being in our lives. But are they really the most important things for a Christian? Paul had so much going for him before he met the Lord Jesus. And he lists them in verse 5 and 6 of this chapter, which we didn't read all of it. But he could have been a top rabbi, a latter-day professor of theology, held in high regard by the important people of Jewish society. But instead, he considers everything that the world could offer as mere rubbish, refuse to be thrown on the tip compared to knowing Christ Jesus as Lord. In verses 7 and 8 he says, I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him. What's most important to you? Answering the question I asked earlier about what you'd missed during lockdown might answer that question. What's first and foremost in your life? What are you going to do when the COVID vaccination gets rolled out and we get on top of this virus? Are you going to work your socks off at your job to get a better promotion? Are you going to get a season ticket for your favourite football team? Or have the biggest party ever? Or go on the biggest holiday? Or are you, as Paul says in verses 8 to 11, going to continue to know Christ deeper and be found in him? Our whole purpose in life should be found in him. As he says in verse 8, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. None of us can achieve perfection this side of glory, as verse 12 goes on to remind us. But we must keep calm and carry on, as the recently revived wartime slogan reminds us. And as our opening verses from Hebrews remind us, forget about what's behind and keep our eyes fixed on him, the end point, the finishing line of our faith. Wonder if anyone remembers Mexico 2016. No, it wasn't an Olympic year that year. It was the Triathlon World Series in Mexico. And Jonathan Brownlee was in the lead. But he'd overdone things. He'd not taken enough fluid. And his legs started to go from under him as he collapsed about 200 yards from the finishing line. His brother, following him, saw what had happened and must have crossed his mind, I could win this now. I could get to the finishing line first. But he didn't. He stopped and he picked his brother up and they both wobbled for that last 200 yards, and he finally threw him across the finishing line, only to find out that somebody else had gone in front of them. And in some ways, that's a picture of what we should be like as Christians. We are all running a race, but the aim isn't necessarily to get there first. It's to help each other out along the way. Pick up those who are wobbling and struggling. Help to strengthen the weak knees, as it says in God's word. help to strengthen their faith and help them carry on to get to that finishing line. We're not just in this race on our own. So I'll ask you that question again. What one thing are you going to do next year? Your answer will probably show what's in the forefront of your mind. Are you going to chase after your dreams of that better job? Travel more and see the world? Follow your team to the cup? Or are you going to be like Paul and trade your dreams for his glory? I'll just read you what he said he was going to do. And perhaps this is another New Year motto. Perhaps you could write this out and pin it up on your notice board or wherever so that you see it regularly. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The prize of eternal life, the crown of glory as you see your Saviour's face and hear his voice saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Or will you be ashamed at his coming? For the world, Christmas is usually the culmination of the year, the one thing they look forward to the most, the great celebration to light up the dark nights of winter. But for Christians, Christmas is just the beginning of the year, not the end. You see, the baby who was born in that Bethlehem stable became the Saviour who would die on the cross at Easter time to take our sin upon himself and to make us right with God, the righteousness that Paul spoke about in that reading, if we put our trust in him. Christmas isn't just about the manger or the angels or the shepherds or even the presents under the tree. It's about the cross. And I pray that at this Christmas time, whatever happens in 2021, you may look forward with hope to the Saviour and fix your eyes upon him. If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to God's grace. Those words of Paul from Acts chapter 20 should spur us on this coming year to look forwards with hope instead of looking backwards, and to trust him in all things. We'll praise him for all that is past, and we'll trust him for all that's to come.